It's episode 215, and we've got plugins for testing plugin speed, auto posting to social networks, disk usage, Gravity Forms A/B testing, and WooCommerce bulk price changes. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the great wet north of Canada, I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, it just seems like it's doing nothing but raining here. After last episode, it was nice, sunny, and warm. Now it's wet, cold, and miserable again.
Bummer.
Yeah, well somebody's got to get the rain. You guys are still dry down there in California, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, that's till September. So much so, I'll tell you this, John, so much so as far as being dry that a lot of the, some may have heard that the governor of California issued, you know, edicts and whatever about the water.
Yeah, I heard that.
So most apartment and condo complexes now are ripping out all of their grass and putting gravel in instead.
Oh, they should have done that years ago anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, we've got the great show for you this week. And don't forget, as usual, you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher or in the iTunes store leaving us a review.
That's right. Those iTunes reviews do help us within the ratings and ranking system so that other people can find and discover and listen to this podcast a lot easier. And we have a couple of iTunes reviews to read just in a few minutes here. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, we are WordPress professionals, make our living with WordPress. So I myself help people fix their websites when it's broke. So if you broke it, I can fix it. Or if you're in need of some emergency support, you can reach me at 818-850-7729 or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And once you get that website up and running, if you're looking for better ways to grow your site traffic, get more conversions, or just increase your user engagement, you can consider joining my program at onlinebizcoach.com. I've got the entire course system that I'm working on right now, but you can sign up to the newsletter and be first in line to join the new program when it opens up late this month. Onlinebizcoach.com.
And of course, just a reminder to everyone, keep your websites up to date. There's still lots of reports coming across my email about hacks and cracks and plugins being out of date. So keep it all up to date. Nothing specific this week, but just a reminder to everyone.
There you go. All right, John, we've got a couple of iTunes reviews to go through here in the show real quick. I'll start off the first one. Short, sweet, and good for you. It's by the Masked Manatee. And he says, it's a fun and informative show that gets down to the meat and potatoes fairly quickly and manages to stay on target every episode. It's one of my must listens. 5-star review. Thank you very much.
All right. And this one, a really good podcast. It's from Prime from the UK. Up to date, regularly updated podcast, useful for anyone running a WordPress website, beginner or pro. And it too was a 5-star review. Thanks a lot, Prime.
Yep, and Richard Farrar from the UK says, with thousands of possible WordPress plugins to choose from, Marcus and John take the hassle out of it for you by reviewing a selection of useful plugins on a weekly basis. Being WordPress professionals, they know what they're talking about and can separate the junk from the gems. Excellent podcast for all WordPress administrators. 5-star reviews. Thank you, Richard.
There you go. Thank you, folks. Keep those reviews rolling in. We'd greatly appreciate it. And don't forget, if you drop your URL for your website in there, you can get a short plug from us.
That's right. And a link in our show notes.
And a link in the show notes from a very highly linked website.
That's right.
All right. So I guess it's time for us to dive into the actual meat and potatoes. Ready?
Yes. Okay. Let's roll.
Go. All right, well, the first plugin I've got here is my review of the one you did last episode. This one is called the Disk Usage Sunburst. This is the one that you were talking about, Marcus, last episode, about it putting up that nice display showing you how all the files are in your website. And
yes,
it does a really great job of showing the makeup of all the files in there. And it allows you, not only when you click on it, if you click on one of the little sunburst items, it'll actually enlarge that sunburst item and create a smaller sunburst item in there to see, say you've logged in or checked on a folder, it'll show you what's inside that additional folder. So you can break it down into the depths. The biggest problem I found with this is it varied from server to server, because I tried it on a couple of different servers, is that because it is AJAX driven, it does sometimes take a little bit to load everything up. And it also depends on how large your site is. I actually tried it on my own website, which has, you know, gigabytes of stuff in it. So it took a while for it to actually load the piece up there. So the bigger it is, the longer it's going to take to load. Other than that, it's a pretty decent way to check out your file structure of your WordPress website and see where you might be sitting on excessive amounts of data that you've forgotten about. I gave it a 3 Dragon rating. I think you gave it a 4. So we'll split the difference somewhere in between. It's a pretty decent plugin. Check it out. The Disk Usage Sunburst.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool just to see exactly where, for me, it was nice to see where the biggest image files were that I may not have optimized to make sure that everything is the way it should be as far as small sizing. I've talked about a plugin before, John, dealing with image sizing that automatically uses that service TinyPNG to compress things. Mm-hmm. And what a difference on a site that you don't use that on, because I found out using this Disk Sunburst thing that I had images as large as 2 megs on one of my sites. So it was a very handy tool. All right, first one out of the gate for me. I am big into Gravity Forms, as are you, John, and a lot of other people here that listen to the show. And there's really no good way to switch forms. I've done, by switching forms, I mean like running A-B testing. So I have a plugin that I'm bringing to the show today called Gravity Forms A-B Testing. It's just a simple extension for Gravity Forms that allows people to do A-B testing within a short code. So rather than just saying Gravity Forms ID equals 1, you can actually say ID equals 1, comma 2, comma 3, comma 6, and it will actually do A-B split testing amongst all those form IDs that you put. So if you want to test to see which forms maybe get better responses, different kinds of responses, random stuff, maybe quizzes, things like that, this one will do it very nicely. And I rated it a 4 out of 5.
That's useful. I like the idea of using it for like polls that you can create in Gravity Forms and have it show the random polls on the side. That's an idea I think would be useful for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Next up here, I have one called NextScripts Social Networks Auto Poster. This one here is an additional plugin. Like currently I use Social for posting to social networks. So I was wandering around and I tripped across this one, and this plugin helps you post to even more social networks than Social does. This will allow you to publish to Blogger, Delicious, Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Tumblr, Twitter, and WordPress.com. And with the pro version, you can customize the Facebook and Google+ posts that are sent out. It does a pretty decent job of posting to all of these different places, so you can actually centralize all of your social media posting to your WordPress website, as it should be, and send out and draw people back to where they belong. All in all, pretty nice plugin, worked pretty decently. I liked it. It's a pretty recently updated plugin, been downloaded over 1 million times, so pretty popular. So check it out, NextScripts Social Networks Auto Poster. And I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Excellent. Well, I've actually got one to add on to that. My plugin is called WhatsApp Sharing Button for Jetpack. And this allows you to extend Jetpack a little bit and supplies it with a WhatsApp button for your website. So a lot of people out there use WhatsApp on their phone and all that. This one is a really cool way to go from WordPress to everybody's WhatsApp. So I don't typically use WhatsApp. I have it installed. I don't think I've ever really tried it, but this definitely works, and I checked it out. It works really well. So I give this one a 4 out of 5.
All right. And the final one I've got here this week is the Plugins Speed Test. And what this plugin does, this tells you or helps you determine the impact your plugins are having on your site loading. It does have some limitations, that it only works with plugins that are currently in the WordPress repository. It doesn't work with any others at the moment. I'm not sure on why. But it's simple to use. You just install it, activate it, and then you go look at your list of plugins that are installed on your website, and it adds a new column all the way to the right that tells you the impact the plugin is having on your site. It shows you the resources that the plugin has added, how much space it's taken up, tells you the number of tables it's used, if it's added new tables to it. It shows you the impact of the plugin on your homepage, how much RAM it's taking up, how much it's taking up on your post page, and a little bit of other info to help you figure things out. It's a pretty decent one if you're trying to analyze what's going on in your website and how your plugins are impacting your site. And if you do silly things like me and run 120 plugins sometimes, it's a good way to help you sort out the mess. So anyway, I gave it a 3 Dragon rating. Nice, even plugin. Check it out. Plugins Speed Test.
Very nice. Yeah, I talked about that one on WordPress Weekly last week. Huh? And I tried it, and you're right about that. It only really does the ones that are in the repository. It won't do custom or paid plugins, things like that. So, but the ones that you do have, which are a majority probably, that are in the repository, this one will foot the bill very nicely. So finally, I want to talk about everything I've got today was, boy, I had a Gravity Forms, I had a Jetpack, and now I'm going to go with a WooCommerce plugin. So everything kind of requires something else, but this one is called WooCommerce Bulk Percentage Pricing. And quite simply, it does just one thing. It allows you to completely update all of your store pricing for all of your products all at the same time by a percentage. So if you want to raise your prices by 10% on everything across the board, or 5% off sale on everything across the board, or something like that, this one plugin allows you to do that with just a few clicks. So you can adjust all of the store pricing within just a minute or so. Very handy plugin, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
That is very handy, especially if you got lots of products in your store and you need to do a price raising because your costs have increased.
Yeah, or if you want to do a one-day sale. Everything's 30% off today.
Excellent. All right, well, in this episode, I covered up the Disk Usage Sunburst, which I gave a 3-2, the Plugin Speed Test, which I gave a 3-2, and the Next Scripts, which I gave a 4-2.
And I spoke about Gravity Forms A-B testing, gave that one a 4 out of 5, WhatsApp sharing button for Jetpack, 4 out of 5, and WooCommerce bulk percentage pricing, also a 4 out of 5.
All right, and a little commercial for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, check out CanadaStockPhoto.com, featuring great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images. New images are being added weekly to the site, so check it out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
And a reminder to go to my website, MarcusCouch.com, and sign up to my newsletter. Got a lot of cool things and different things that I share, from plugins to resources and all of that, and I only share it in the newsletter, not necessarily in the blog. So come on over, see what's going on, MarcusCouch.com, and sign up to the newsletter.
And some reminders, usual, don't forget, please stop in at the iTunes store and leave us a review. We would greatly appreciate that. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. Helps us out dramatically there.
Absolutely. How can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, MarcusCouch.com, on Twitter at MarcusCouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
That's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by JohnOverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!